Now, I'm told the Bankstown Poetry Slam is the largest regularly scheduled spoken word event in Australia. When you started out, did you think it was going to be as popular as it is now?
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, when we started, we thought that it would be great if we could get 30 people to our event. And the first event that we did have had around 80 people there. Admittedly, most of them were our cousins and friends. but it's grown in a way that I hadn't envisioned at all. And I think that's testament to the fact that the community really needed a platform like that.
How did you yourself get involved with the poetry scene?
So the first time that I actually saw a spoken word poem, it was online, and it was a poem by Rafif Ziyara. And in that poem, she repeats a line and she says, "I am an Arab woman of color and we come in all shades of anger." And that really resonated with me. And I had never really seen an Arab woman that really kind of owned her words and spoke for herself, and that was really empowering for me, and that's what really got me into it. Being a really young Muslim Lebanese Australian person, I thought that that would be a really great way to connect with different communities in Australia and I suppose just show who I am.
I know slam poetry kind of has this reputation as being slightly more politically focused than perhaps other forms of poetry. Certainly, I haven't seen many performances, but I've seen one or two, and they always seem to have a political slant, a political focus. What kind of topics do you actually tackle in your poetry?
So I have written about some political events and issues, but my poetry really focuses on the women in my life and my personal experiences regarding identity and family. Those are the things that I'm really passionate about, and those are the things that I write about regularly.
Now, looking at an event like the Bankstown Poetry Slam, I've never been to one of these poetry slams. What kind of crowd do you actually get at a slam poetry event? I guess both amongst the performers and amongst the actual enthusiasts.
So, to be honest, it's kind of like a mixed bag of Allen's lollies. You've got everything. You really don't know what to expect until you open the packet or you go to the evening. But, you know, no two events are the same, which is why I get really excited by each monthly event. But it's really like a lot of people have described it as seeing multiculturalism manifesting in a really positive way, because you walk into the room and you see all these different people from different age groups, different backgrounds, and they're all there for the sole purpose of listening to and participating in spoken word poetry, which is really nice, and it creates a really nice atmosphere.
Sarah, you're also a mentor for the youth curators as part of the all-day YA program at the Sydney Writers Festival. You're a YA ambassador. What's actually involved in that?
So what's involved in being as a YA ambassador is getting together with some youth curators that Sydney Writers Festival has identified as having potential and being able to create an event. So we got together with the youth curators and tossed some ideas around and came up with a poetry debate. So as part of the YA segment of Sydney Writers Festival, which will be held out in Parramatta at Riverside Theatres, one of the events will be a poetry debate between two huge Australian modern poets, Omar Musa and Evelyn Alouin.
And how else do you actually make sure that people, young people in particular, continue to kind of have that appreciation for the written word in today's, you know, very fast-paced world?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that constantly creating things that people can kind of look into is really important. So digital content. We try to continually upload videos onto Facebook and our YouTube page. We try to keep content relevant. We try to curate events that are relevant to young people and try to engage people from a lot of different diverse communities in those events. And I think that people engaging with the written word and the spoken word, it's not something that will die down anytime soon, because it's something that has been proven to be really cathartic and really validating. And people that are performing, writing or engaging with spoken word poetry or the written word, whatever it is, they're doing it because, you know, it helps them deal with things. It helps them realize things about themselves, and it helps them grow as both an artist and an individual.
Not always the medium, it is about the message. That is absolutely terrific. I understand the event taking part of the Sydney Writers' Festival, the Bankstown Poetry Slam event taking part of the festival, is on the first day of the festival, Monday, April 30th. If people are curious about the once-a-month ones that you actually run as well, where can they seek more information about those?
We have a website, bankstownpoetryslam.com. We have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have Twitter. So we're basically across all the social mediums. And if people look us up, then they'll be able to get involved. It's super easy.
Sarah, absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Best of luck with the next slam.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.